me tell you something. I've never preached these verses this way. Matter of fact, I called a couple, well, not called, but I emailed a couple pastor friends of mine, and they thought it would be a really good idea if I did it this way. No, I'm going to sit here just so I don't have to stand because we had to stand the whole time. Do you know what the Bible is written in? Does anybody know what most of it, particularly the New Testament? You know what it's written in?
Yeah.
What is it written in?
A Bible.
Okay, it's written in a Bible.
What language?
English? Well, it's written in English, but the original language, particularly in the text that we're dealing with today, is Greek. So it's Greek to me, right? When I studied this on Tuesday morning, I realized, and I'm going to have one of you read this again, but I realized that when Paul said, children, obey your parents, he expected you guys to read this. He expected you guys to read it. It wasn't just for adults to read to tell their kids. It was clear to me that Paul wanted the children to actually read this. And then we're gonna do some exercises here today, testing it works. Okay, Ava, do you want to read? I'm going to let you read this for me then. I want you to read verses 1 through 3. And I want you to think about what Ava's reading. Okay. It's 6, 1 through 3. Start there. Children, obey.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first command with a promise that you may live long in the land.
Very good. Very good. Now, what does that verse mean? What does it mean to obey? And we're going to set some ground rules to start with. Whenever I ask a question, you can just raise your hand. But let's look at what we're going to look at. We're just going to look at the command that Paul gives. You guys know what a command is? Something that you're supposed to do. Like when mommy and daddy tell you do this, it's a command. You're supposed to do it. And this big word motivation just means why we're to do it. So in this verse, we have children obey your parents. What does obey mean? What are your thoughts on obey? Okay.
Obey means that to obey your to listen to your parents.
Very good. Listen to your parents. What else? Anybody else have something on obey? What does it mean?
To obey the rules.
To obey the rules. Very good. Anybody else have any thoughts on obey? Okay.
To not do something that your parents told you not to do.
Very good. Very good. But you know what the Greek word means? And we're going back to the original language of what the Bible says. You know what the Greek word means? It means to do what you're told to do. So when you talk about obeying your parents, all of those things are good. Your parents set rules and standards and certainly right about, you know, doing what your parents tell you. But it means to do what you're told to do. Now, do you guys always do, and you gals, do you always do what you're told to do? Every time? Good, see, because you're with the pastor now, and I know because I was a kid. I was a kid, and I didn't do everything I was told to do. But the Bible says that we're to, and there's another phrase in here which is interesting. And I know you guys can do this because we do this in Awana all the time. Listen to this. Now, it says here, children, obey your parents in the Lord. What do you think that means, in the Lord? Just a quick idea. Anybody know what that means?
I do.
No, okay. What does it mean, Levi? Okay. Okay, in the Lord means that you're doing it like you are doing it to the Lord. So when your mom and dad tells you to do something and you don't do it, you're disobeying your parents, but what else are you doing?
Not listen to your parents.
Right, you're not listening to your parents. But what else are you doing when you don't listen to your parents and you don't do what they tell you to do?
Disobey the Lord.
Disobeying the Lord, because God wants you to obey your parents. Now, let's move on to, and the reason that we do this, notice here in the last part of this verse, We're going to get some fun in a minute, but I wanted to go through this with you. For this is right. What do you think he means by that? For this is right. Honor, obey your mom and dad, for this is right. What does for this is right mean?
This is right because that.
Okay.
I
feel like Art Linkletter. I'm waiting for something. For this is right. Do you know what it means in the Greek? And I'm throwing the Greek at you again, but you know what that means? That means it's acceptable. It's expected. It's something that you're supposed to do. So when your mom and dad tell you to do something, then you just do it. And not only are you obeying your parents, but you're obeying God too in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, did you know not only are you supposed to obey? You see, Pastor Mike puts these up here every week. I know people think I'm crazy, but I put these little lines up here. Now, you notice children obey your parents and respect them. Let's look at verse 2 just for a minute. We're going to get to the fun part. You just have to hold on. Okay, now listen to this. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. What is he talking about? What's honor mean?
That means like you obey your parents and like do what they tell you.
Okay, that's a form of honoring. What else?
And when they tell me that you don't listen, they send you into your bed.
Oh. If you're lucky, they just send you to bed.
Yeah, or they.
Okay, the secret's out. They get a whooping. This is why I like this so much. Honor, I'm going to make this real simple. You know what the Greek word is for honor? I put it right in my outline. It's respect. When you obey your mother and father, you're obeying the Lord. But you are also, when you do that, you are respecting them. But did you know that beyond this, did you know that that is actually in the Old Testament? It sure is. You guys are smart. Honor your father and mother. Now, you remember he said this is the first commandment with a promise? Don't worry, we're going to get to the good stuff. Hang on. Hold your horses. You guys are just like my congregation. I want to get out of here. So, honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother. That this is the promise. Did you see the promise here? That your days may be long. And did you know what? How many commandments did God give when in Exodus? Well, if I say it, then you get the answer right. But, Ava, how many?
10.
You sure it wasn't 15? Yeah. You sure it was 10? Okay. Did you know when you go back and read Exodus 20 and you read those verses, 1, do you know it's the first command in those that actually talks about a blessing for obedience? And you know what? God wrote that for you. He wrote that for you. That means the word this morning, children obey your parents, for this is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And the reason that we do that is, notice he says here, that it may go well with you. What does it mean to go well with you? That it may go well. What does that mean? If you do something and it goes well with you, what does that mean?
That means you get to stay upon the land.
You get the what?
Stay upon the land.
Stay upon the land. To go well means, let me just ask you a question. If your mom and dad tell you to clean your room and you don't, do you think it's going to go well with you if you don't clean? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to go well with me either. My uncle, you know my uncle Bob? I ever told you about my uncle Bob? One time my mom, yeah, I never did, but I'm going to tell you now. My Uncle Bob, my mom, had the hardest time getting me to clean my room. And see, my dad had left at that point, so it was just my mom and me and my brother. And so my Uncle Bob, my mom said, I can't do anything with him. He won't clean his room. He won't do anything. Do you know what my Uncle Bob did? My Uncle Bob looked like a grizzly bear. He was big, and he came over, and he walked in, and he opened my door, and he said, "I hear there's a problem." You think I was scared?
No.
Yeah, I was. I was scared. And you know what my Uncle Bob did? He picked me up by the back of my pants. And he said, "This is going to hurt me more than you." And it didn't. It hurt me more. Because he spanked me with a belt. And I went flying like this. And you know what happened? What happened was, after he left, the next time my mom told me to do my room, you think I did it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to see Uncle Bob again, that's for sure. I didn't like the spanking. You know what we're going to do now? We're going to look at verse 3, and then we're going to go into some fun stuff. Yay! That it may go well with you and live in the land long. So God made promises that if you do what your parents tell you to do, it's going to go well with you. That means things will be happy and your mom will be happy. And do you guys get allowance?
Yes.
You get allowance? I got $40 a week. What did you get? No, I don't get $40 a week. I can't remember what I was, but it wasn't much. How much you guys get for, how much is it nowadays? I don't even know.
When it's in my family room, my daddy gave me $3.
$30?
$3.
Oh, $3. I was going to say, can I go live at your house? So what's the average rate? About $3, $4 a week now for doing your chores? Oh, he gives you $6. You must be doing a really good job. Okay, so we have children, what? Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You know this verse, don't you, Levi? Can you say it?
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Very good. Levi knows that verse. That was one of the first verses we tried to teach him. Okay. I'm going to need some help now. Because what we're going to talk about, very briefly, I already know, I've got the guys helping here. We're going to talk about a circle of blessing. I actually kind of like carrying this microphone better anyway. Maybe I'll start doing that. Circle of blessing. Oh, you like this horse, huh? I kind of wanted to move the pulpit a little bit, but that's okay. As long as you can stand there. Ava, you're first up. We're going to try to apply what we just learned. Come on up here, Ava. You stand right over here just for a minute. I'm going to tell you this. This is called the circle of blessing. All right? Now, I want you kids to watch this. When you're in this circle, you're safe. When you're outside this circle, you're not safe. Okay? So we're going to have our first contestant. This is Sarah. Come on up, Sarah. I want you to stand in a circle. Now, I want you to practice this just for a second. You're safe. You're doing what your parents are telling you to do. Now you decide not to. Where do you go? Good girl. All right, you can go back in. This is Sarah. Sarah loves horses. She does. But her mom and her dad, she's out playing in the yard one day, and Sarah's basically a good girl. She does a lot of things right that her parents tell her to do. But on this particular occasion, she loves horses. And guess what is right down the road from her house?
Horses.
Yes! Horses are right down the road. Now, she's out playing in the front yard. Sarah, can you act like you're just playing around in the front yard there? Just there you go. Good girl. All right. That's good. Do you want a movie contract? No. So anyway, Sarah is moving around playing in the front yard, but you know what? You start thinking about those horses down there. You see that horse right there? You start thinking about it. And all of a sudden, Sarah decides to move out and go towards the horses. Uh-oh. What happened to Sarah? What happened to her?
She went to the horses.
And what did she move out of?
The circle of blessing.
The circle of blessing. Remember, honor your father and mother. This is the first with a promise or blessing. Okay, now you go to the horses. You don't have to actually sit on it. I tried earlier and I couldn't. So. Okay, so Sarah's at the horses. Now let me ask you a question. She has moved out of the circle of blessing, which God said if you obey your parents, you honor and respect them and do what they tell you, you'll be safe. Is she in a safe position right now? No. Now let me ask you a question. What could happen to Sarah if she goes to play with those horses?
The owner could steal her.
Well, yeah, the owner could steal her. I was thinking the owner could get mad.
If your parents catch you, you could get in trouble.
Uh-huh. What is another thing that could happen to Sarah?
She could get a whooping.
Yes, she could get a whooping. But, okay, guys, listen up. I know it's funny, but do you know horses bite? They do bite. Do you know horses kick? Sarah comes over here, and she gets near the horse. She has opened herself up to a lot of problems. But Sarah gets to the horse, and she realizes that her mom and dad said, don't go. So Sarah goes back to home in the front yard. She back to safety?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, thank you, Ava, or Sarah. Sarah, it was good. Okay, now I need Steve up here. That's you, Connor. Come on. Okay, you're in the circle of blessing. Now you're out of the circle of blessing. Show me how that works. Okay, good. All right, now you're back in. We're going to call Connor Steve for the extra. Okay, do you want me to call you Connor? Okay. We'll call him Connor. Connor does not like doing math. He doesn't like it. Every night Connor goes home, his mom and dad makes him do math. Actually, Connor, I don't like math either. But I had to do it, so you have to do it. Anyway, Connor one day, his friends were talking with him at school and said, you know what? You don't have to do your homework. All you have to do is tell your parents that the teacher didn't give you any homework and you leave your math book at school. Just a second. So Connor does exactly what his friends tell him to do. And they said, by the way, we can come over and we can play video games. Oh, and there's a game over here that Connor, not yet, Connor. I know you like it. There's a video game. He's trying to get to level 6, and you've been stuck on level 5, and one of your friends said, I can help you do that. Just lie to your parents. So Connor gets home from school, and you know what he tells his mom and dad? No homework today. The teacher let us off. We didn't even take our books home. Connor decides to invite his friends over, and his friends come over, and he starts playing the video game. Question, is Connor in a safe place?
No.
He's not in a safe place. What has happened to Connor?
He lied to his mom.
Okay, well, yeah, he did lie to his mom, but what happened? He came out of the what?
The safe place in the circle of blessing.
Safe place in the circle of blessing. Connor, you get over there. Now, let me ask you a question. What could happen to Connor as a result of what he just did?
Get a whooping?
Standard answer, right? Get a whooping. Ava?
He could get in trouble with his parents, or he could go to detention.
Oh. Go to detention, because he lied about the teacher, too. The teachers didn't say that. But he also did something else. He has established, come on over here for a minute. He has also established the ability to lie. So Connor, after a few minutes, decides that he needs to go back and tell his parents the truth. Connor, you go back to the circle. Connor tells his mother and father that he lied. Do you think the parents would be mad? You think they'd be mad if Connor came back and said, I lied? Do you?
Yes, they will be mad.
They would be mad, probably.
They would be a little happy that he was being honest.
Ah. That's a new element into this, right? Could very well be happy. I'll tell you this as a father with this one. Holly used to run around like this when I tried to spank her. She would put her hands behind her back. She is awesome, right? But, yeah, I think would be very, very happy if you said, I lied and now I want to tell the truth. So the biggest thing to remember, thank you, Connor. You did a great job. The biggest thing to remember about all this is that God promises a blessing if we stay inside the circle, and staying inside the circle means that we obey our parents. So, let me test you now. You didn't think you were going to get a test, did you? No. Oh, my chair is inside the circle. Oh, you can just leave. That's fine. You can just leave it there. Let me ask you a question. This boy was told to clean his room 30 minutes ago. Question, is he in the circle or out of the circle? Out of the circle. Does that look like you guys?
Yeah.
It does? And you get a spanking. Okay, a whooping. That's right, a whooping. This boy was told by his mom to vacuum the living room. How do you know he doesn't want to? Well, he's doing it. Is he in the circle?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, another one. This girl was told to wash the dishes by her mom. Oh, you like washing dishes? Well, then you're in the circle on that one, right, Ava? You don't like, you like washing dishes? Good boy. This girl was told to rake the yard. Is she in the circle or out of the circle? Huh? Oh, she wants to. She's doing it. She's raking leaves. Okay. What was the biggest thing that you learned today?
How to obey your parents.
How to obey your parents, yes.
Now to tell your parents the truth.
Ah, tell your parents the truth. That's good.
To not go places where you're not supposed to.
Ava, that's all three of these things, that's exactly what I wanted to try to teach you. That as long as we stay in the circle and we obey our parents, God will bless us. When we move out of that, we put ourselves in danger. Father, I thank you for these kids. Thank you for this little lesson that we did. Father, I pray that they would stay inside the circle when their mom and dad tell them to do something. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys are dismissed.
Yeah, you can take it as long as you don't.
This doesn't seem loud enough now, after you've had this. Okay. We're going to move into that took longer than I thought it would. Quite longer than I thought it would, but it was fun. All right, we're going to start now with the Brother Ben had emailed me earlier this week, and I said, do you guys mind if I have the kids come forward? And he says, yeah, anything to get off the dads. But unfortunately, one more week of dads, basically. And that's right now. Now let's look at this for a minute. It says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So here we have an issue. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. I know personally that when you tell your child to do something, that it's a possibility that they could get mad, right? I'm not talking about giving them instructions and them getting mad. What I'm talking about is provoking them. And here's the Greek word, parganizomai. Which means, I just butchered that, I know, but that's all right. When you go from A to B, it's easy. To deliberately annoy, incite, to do, or feel something, especially by arousing anger. And when I looked up this word in the Latin, it means to challenge plus call, which means to call forth a challenge. Now, let me give you a perfect illustration of this. When I was a kid growing up, my best friend was Ray Smith. Ray Smith's dad was extremely hard. I look back now as an adult, and every time Ray Smith tried to do something that was right, his dad would find fault with it. And as Ray progressed, we went through first to 12th grade together. As Ray progressed, I started seeing a hardening with Ray. What does it matter? My dad doesn't care anyway. He just does stuff to get me mad and upset. And that's exactly what we are talking about here. Fathers, when you provoke your children, that is, the child can do nothing right, can only do things wrong, and you want to mess with them or hinder them or somehow put them down. Colossians 3, we won't go there, but I'm just going to read it to you. Colossians 3:21 says this. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Here the issue is taking a child and deliberately saying that child can never do good enough, and anything that you do, I'm going to slap down or I'm going to make some negative comment. Ray Smith, my friend, was greatly affected by what his dad didn't do for him. He spent a lot of time at my house, and now I understand why. He didn't want to be home. Why? Because when he got home, Mr. Smith would just get on him. You know, he would do the yard, cut the yard, and he'd say, "This looks terrible." After Ray did the work, and so what did Ray do when he got 10th, 11th, 12th grade? I'm not doing it. This kid looks, it looks like he's, of all the pictures I looked at of kids angry, I think this captures the essence. Look at his eyes. I think he's picturing what is on the inside of these kids when we take them and never build them up, but we're constantly provoking them to some type of anger. Fathers, we got to be careful. That's the wrong way to do things. The wrong way is to constantly tell your child that you're wrong, you're not doing it right, what you did was wrong, you never build them up. Any of you come from that kind of environment where you were never good enough for your mom or your dad? Yeah. It can affect the kids long term. And he says here, do not provoke your children to anger. Now let's talk about the right way, because we're getting ready to land this. Fathers, nurture your children. And this is the right way. But notice what he says. He says here, but bring them up. And by the way, the word bring them up or bring up is the word for nurture. Mostly you think mothers are the one that nurture their kids. That's not right. Fathers do nurturing too. Supposed to. So dads, you got to watch how you treat your kids. Instead, nurture them the right way is to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Now, there's some key words here. The first word is discipline, which means to train someone in accordance with proper rules of conduct and behavior. The second word is the word instruction, to provide instruction as to correct behavior. Wait a minute. I thought discipline was correcting the behavior, not according to Paul. According to Paul, discipline lays the foundation of how you're supposed to do something. And so fathers, what you have to do is you have to lay ground rules. What I find a lot of times in some homes is there are no ground rules. They just do whatever they want to do. And so there's no ground rules, and when the child does something, the child is wrong because he didn't understand or she didn't understand the rules, and so they're disciplined. And this is the wrong term for discipline. This word discipline means to train in accordance with proper rules and behavior. Now notice this, instruction. A lot of parents, they don't discipline in the right way of explaining to their kids. And then when they instruct them to correct the behavior, they go over top. Watch this. To provide instructions as to correct behavior and belief. So the instruction actually corrects it. Paul uses these words differently. You would think when I went through it and looked at it, I said, I can't back it. That's got to be instruction, but it's actually discipline. This discipline means that you set the rules and that you provide instruction. When I was a kid, the one thing I remember about my dad was this. That's what I remember from my father. Never, you know, this never sat down with me like I did with the kids today. Never sat down with me and said, this is wrong, this is wrong. This never really instructions at all. And just by the grace of God and my Uncle Bob, who would put me back on track, did I have any role model? I think what Paul's saying here is that there needs to be this idea of love mixed with rules. You have to have rules in your home. You absolutely, fathers have to lay down rules. And I would maintain that the father is the primary disciplinarian of the home. This clip I'm going to show you is from Cinderella Man. I think it is an excellent clip. I think that, I better not do that. I'll forget it, and then it'll stay in there all week, and then they'll wonder where it is in the nursery. This clip that I'm getting ready to show you is a very good clip, and it demonstrates the love and the toughness together perfectly. Let's watch it.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
No shifts today, Dad.
What are you doing, son?
I'm being good. I'm being quiet. I'm being safe.
Great.
Daddy! Daddy!
Hey, Rosy Cheek. How you doing?
Daddy!
What's all this about?
See? It's a salon.
Young lady, your brother's in enough trouble without you telling on him. You understand? It's from the butchers. And he won't say a word about it, will you, Jay? Will you, Jay?
Okay, pick it up. Let's go. Do not test me, boy. Right now.
Howard, stay here.
Marty Johnson had to go away to Delaware to live with his uncle.
Why?
His parents didn't have enough money for them to eat.
Yeah, well, things ain't easy at the moment, Jay. You're right. There's a lot of people worse off than what we are. And just because things ain't easy, that don't give you the excuse to take what's not yours, does it? That's stealing, right? We don't steal. No matter what happens, we don't steal. Not ever. You got me? Are you giving me your word?
Yes.
Go on.
I promise.
And I promise you, we will never send you away. It's okay, kid. You got a little scared, I understand. It's okay.
Wow. I think this lives out this biblical command very clearly. The father listened to the child. He also said, I like the part where he said, do not test me. Your children will test you, dads. And what you have to do is, like I said with our girls a lot of times, do not test me. You will not like the results. Stern. But did you notice as this went along, he corrected his son, and then he did this. He got down on the same level with the child, looked at the child in the face, and explained why you're not to do this. That clearly, perfectly demonstrates discipline and instruction, but it adds love. Did you see what the child or what the father did after the event? After the child, he realized he stole because he was worried about them being hungry. The father understood this, and he responded back. What he was saying was this, very simply. We're not going to steal, and that you can talk to me. If you only discipline or instruct your child, spank, 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 and there's no love behind that, it can produce negative results too. I think this clearly demonstrates that there needs to be love with sternness. And I think the Apostle Paul says that when that relationship works together in harmony, when the child is obeying the father and mother and honoring them, they're going to be blessed. There's no doubt with this circle of blessing. But also fathers and mothers too, you need to spend time building your kids up and using those opportunities to teach them. That's why I think it's so important to lay these little verses down early and that you come back to them. It's really important because the kids know that. I'm hoping that these kids that leave here today, they'll think about that hula hoop down the road, and they'll think of the circle of blessing. If they move out of that, they get in trouble. Those are the kind of things you establish. But guess what, parents? You have to stick to your game. So when you say you don't do this, then we're going to discipline you, and I'm going to teach you why you don't do that and challenge your faith. Next week, we get into slave-master relationship, which is really probably the best way to do it would be employer-boss, but employee and employer. But maybe today, maybe even the kids, you want to come up and rededicate your life to help to obeying your parents and obeying the Lord, that's fine. Maybe fathers, mothers, you want to come up and rededicate your home, you can do that too. But whatever you do, just make sure that you do it before we leave today.